make sure that we get there? How do we, how can we be assured, or how can we enhance our ability to get to this level of bitochon, this wonderful state of being where we're reliant on Hashem and we're greatly tranquil with menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, not worried about anything, and quite confident that Hashem will deliver for us on all of our heart's desires? It's not so simple. So every once in a while we need some etzes how to reinforce that. So it happens to be a Yalkut, the Yalkut Shmoni brings a medrash, and it's in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, Posuk Aleph, Posuk Aleph and Beis. Mizmor David, Bocho Hashem Chosisi Alevoi Shel Olam. David says, I put my trust in you. I've taken refuge in you, Hashem. I should never be embarrassed. I don't want to be embarrassed for the state of mind that I had, that I put my trust in you and nothing happens. And then the Medrash continues. We find that anyone who puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem saves him. Shneemar yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishoin b'elokov. Trust in the name of Hashem and rely on your God. And I guess what it means, rely, means you can rely that if you put your trust in Him, He will in fact deliver for you. Okay, so that's a very powerful statement, that a person who trusts Hashem, Hashem won't disappoint him. Then he goes on with a very bizarre continuation. Teidaloch, I'll prove it to you. Shekeinu, that it's true. Hanani Mishol Vazario Shebotchu Boi Hitziloisom. Hanani Mishol Vazario went in the Kibshan Ha'esh. They trusted Hashem, and Hashem saved them. Now this, by the way, happened after David HaMelech, but David HaMelech must have seen, Beruach HaKodesh, must have seen, Benevuah, that this was going to happen. And that strengthened him. And he continues, Chena Tomeitze B'Daniel, same thing with Daniel, Shetzilu Min HaBoer, he was in a boer with lions, and Hashem protected him, because he put his trust in him. Orma David, so David learned from that and said, Hoyil v'cheinu, since that's true, shekol mi shebotech b'cho ato matziloi, since everyone who puts his trust in you, you save him, b'cho Hashem chosisi, I'm putting my trust in you. That's the Medrash. Now, very strange. David HaMelech brought a posuk. What could be more than a posuk to David HaMelech? What could be more than a posuk to anyone? In the posuk it says, if you put your trust in Hashem, you can rely on Him. So he says, now I'm going to prove the posuk with what happened to Hanani Mishael Azariah and with what happened to Daniel? That's a proof. That's a fact. That's a historical fact. Number one, it doesn't prove. You have a proof. You have a posuk that says it. There's nothing more powerful than what the posuk promises us. Secondly, what's the proof? They were great tzaddikim, so they were saved. Maybe I'm not on that level. So how does David HaMelech prove from Daniel and Hanani Mishael Azariah that he too is going to be saved? Maybe they were worthy, maybe he's not. What's going on over here? It seems clear that there's the acquisition of bitochin is a two-step, at least a two-step process. Step number one, an intellectual understanding. The posuk says, if you put your trust in Hashem, call me. What's the posuk? Yiftach b'shem Hashem, v'yishoin b'lekov. Trust in the name of Hashem and rely on it. You rely on God, and that's the way it's going to be. And that's the posuk. And David HaMelech knew it intellectually from the posuk. But the problem is, as we've mentioned many times, and as the Bali Musa used to say, the longest distance in the world is from here to here, from the mind to the heart. How do I get this intellectual awareness? I know in my mind that if you put your trust in Hashem, He's going to save you. But it has to penetrate my heart. My heart has to have the menuchas hanefesh. My heart has to be confident also that it's going to happen and I don't have to worry about anything. That, it seems, when you have an example, when you see bitochin in the live, when you see it in operation, when you see the results of what happens to a Baal bitochin, that helps to bring it from the intellectual to the emotional. So, therefore, David HaMelech said like this, I know from the Pasuk that bitochen is the thing. If you put your trust in Hashem, you'll be taken care of. But I needed to prove it to my heart, to emotionalize it, to internalize it emotionally by seeing pictures. Daniel sitting there, I assume sitting in the middle of the lion's den, and all the lions there sitting and just smiling at him. Hanani Mishol Vazari going in a Kibshar Ha'esh and trusting Hashem, they come out unscathed. These pictures, these uvdot, these things that happened, these are a mechanism to internalize the intellectual awareness. So basically, the process, if we wish to internalize the concept of bitochen, the process is at least a two-step process. Studying the intellectual, seeing the psukim that say it, recognizing what Chazal say, the promise that one who puts his habiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisoyf avenu, that anyone, Chazal say afilu rosho ubateach b'Hashem, anyone who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed, that's intellectual. But now to emotionalize it, to internalize it, to reach deeply into the inner recesses of my emotions, that what helps me is pictures. I see it happened to Daniel, it happened to Hanani Mishael Azariah, I know it happened to my grandmother, it happened to my grandfather, it happened to my father, it happened to me, it happened to this. And focusing on the picture, on the actual play that took place, that one had bitochen and one saw results, that takes it and internalizes it. In fact, there's a very strange comment in the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah at the beginning of the Gira Noshe. He says, we remind ourselves of the battle of Yaakov Avinu with the Tsar of Esav. When we take out the Gid, we don't eat the Gira Noshe. And that strengthens our emunah and bitochen, because Yaakov faced this mortal enemy and he was saved. What does that have to do with me? Because Yaakov Avinu was zeiche to be saved from his mortal enemy, so that's going to strengthen me. I'm not Yaakov Avinu. I don't have the same schusim that he has. I don't have the same rights that he has. And it seems that the pshat is that the trust in Hashem, it's there. It's buried deep inside. I'm aware of it. But the problem is it has to be emotionalized. It has to be brought to the fore. I have to begin to feel it. It has to penetrate to my heart. And that, a picture. Yaakov Avinu defeating the Tsar of Esav, or almost being devoured by the Tsar of Esav, and then coming out victorious. That picture, even though I'm not Yaakov Avinu, and I can't expect the results that Yaakov Avinu got, I see such a picture. The picture is worth 1,000 words. The picture is, it just makes it into a reality, even though it's not my reality, but it's an emotional reality that can penetrate. When people see things in real life, in action, they connect with it, more than just the intellectual awareness. And that seems to be a very potent way to develop, to strengthen bitochen. But there are a couple of other things that I'd like to mention as well that can be very helpful. And this, we actually promoted this video last week by Tuba'ov, by one of the local Rabbonim, Rabbi Yudi Yeager, said a very beautiful vort. Says, the Gemara says in Brochos, I think it's Taf Mem Ches Omid Beis, the Gemara says that the last brocha of benching, the that last bracha after Bnei Yerushalayim was instituted in Yavne by the Chachmei Yavne when the Haruge Beitar that the Romans had killed and their bodies had not decomposed and they were able to bring them to a kvura. And the Gemara says that bracha Hatoiv v'hameitiv, Hatoiv shelo hisrichu, that we say Hashem was good that the bodies didn't rot, v'hameitiv, that they were given to kfura, that we were finally able to bury them. And he pointed out something very interesting. The Haruge Beitar, they were killed. Such tragedy. This was after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. Such terrible things went on. And yet, they were able to institute this bracha, and we focus and we remember it that what? Well, yes, all these tragedies took place, but the bodies didn't rot, and finally we were able to bring them to Kvuras Yisroel, to be able to bury them. For that, they instituted a whole bracha, and that bracha is a very beautiful bracha. Hakel Ovinu Malkeinu Adireinu Bereinu Goyaleinu Yitzreinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. Roeinu, the greatest praises of Hashem, Hamelech Hatoiv. V'hameitiv Lakoil, he's the king who's good. He didn't allow the bodies to rot. V'hameitiv Lakoil, and he does Hatova to everyone. Even these bodies he allowed to be buried. Shebechol Yoim V'Yoim, his Hatova from this Teva that I see now, in the midst of all the suffering, I recognize and appreciate all of the Tevis that he does. U'heitiv, u'meitiv, u'yeitiv lonu, u'gumalonu, u'gumalenu, u'igmalenu. He has bestowed upon us in the past. He does it in the present. He will do it in the future. And chein, chesed, rachamim, marevach, hatzolo, atzlocho. Not shaykh, such an extensive, such a passionate, such an overwhelmingly positive, powerful brocha, when destruction and devastation surrounded them, but they're so thankful for the fact that this Hatova took place, and it gives them the strength to be able to appreciate Hashem's chesed because of this one chesed. Now, if in the midst of so much suffering, we can express and feel an appreciation for one small aspect of chesed. I'm not saying it was small. It's a terrible bizoyan that the bodies shouldn't be buried and be decomposed just lying there. But if we can appreciate that in the context of all the tragedy that's going on around us, then we can develop a deeper sense of the chesed Hashem. And every time we say that brocha, we say, yes, there's tzoras in the world. But look at the chesed. Look at the chesed mitoich hatzoris. People suffer. People suffered. But there's so much chesed that takes place in between the lines. In between the lines of the suffering. And we can appreciate that. We can recite such a magnificent brocha for that chesed. And therefore we can develop a deeper appreciation of Hashem's chesed, which is the yesod number one in being able to have bitochen. Because bitochen is, as Dovid HaMelech says, v'ani b'chastucho botachti, I'm trusting in your chesed. And that's the first step. So we have to, when we make this brocha, we have an opportunity to really focus on the extent of Hashem's chesed in the midst of the most difficult and tragic situations. That can give us the strength to internalize the extent of Hashem's chesed, to internalize the appreciation for Hashem's chesed, which helps us, of course, to rely on that chesed for the future. But there's something else. There is something that interferes with our trust in Hashem's chesed. Now, we know that the Rishonim say, fear, Shema Gora Machet. Maybe I'm not worthy. Yes, Hashem is Molei Chesed V'Rachamim. Ein L'Shayer V'Ein L'Tayer. His Chesed is endless. Hatoiv Kiloi Cholu Rachamecho. V'Amarachim Kiloi Samu Chasodecho. His Rachamim and His Chesed is eternal, is endless, never ceases, is never withheld. That's true. But you know, maybe I don't deserve it. Shema Gora Machet. There's fear here. So there's a very interesting antidote to fear that actually a therapist in the community pointed this out to me on Shabbos. A sipurnu on the posuk in Tilim Mem Vov, where it says Lam Natzeach Levnei Korach al Alomay Shir. It's a Levnei Korach a mizmor that they composed. Second posuk Elikim Lonu Machasevo Oiz. Hashem is for us a cover, a refuge, a place to take refuge, and strength. Ezro bitzorois nimtso me'oid. Our help in times of tzoros, he's to be found me'oid. So the Sipurna says like this. He says, Hashem is, of course, machase ve'ezro, bitzorois nimtso me'oid, gam bitzorois she'anachnu beroya b'chiroseinu nimtso itom me'oid. You hear? Even in the tzoras, that through our own bechira chofshis we have brought upon ourselves. Tzoras that come, tzoras come. But tzoras that we brought upon ourselves through our own inappropriate choices. Yoyser min horogil, he's Ezra there, he feels for us more than usual, b'mikre oy b'teva, more than those that come by normal circumstances. Interesting thing. We choose to bring tzoras upon ourselves. We make stupid choices. Made a bad choice, and there were consequences. Hashem has more, is more help, has more rachmonis for that person who made the bad choice on his own than even for the person who had happened b'derech hateva. It was a normal thing. And then he continues and says, Al kein, loyniro b'roiseinu che. Why? We won't be afraid of any devastation that's going to happen. B'roiseinu chemles Hashem oleinu kol kach. Such chesed, such rachamim he has, that teaches us ki chofetz bonu, and therefore he will not allow us to be destroyed, to be devastated. Very interesting. It sounds like the most powerful vehicle of convincing us that Hashem is going to have rachmonis on us and feels our pain and we can trust in him and count on his help is more than in the things that happen to us naturally, the tzoras that we bring upon ourselves. Well, one would think, you know, today in the world, very often we hear that. A person, the children especially, sometimes we hear it from parents and from communities and from adults. Oh, you, this is what you did. You did such stupid things. You did such bad things. Okay, the way you make your bed, that's the way you're going to sleep in it. Not so by Hashem. Hashem has more rachmanis. Why? I don't know for sure, but I would assume that the reason probably is because a tzora that happens b'teva, everything Hashem does is for the good. When Hashem did it, l'chatchila, it's all for your good. We don't understand it. We don't see it. It doesn't make sense. It's very confusing. But that's it. Hashem does everything for the good. But here you made this choice. Of course, Hashem let it happen. But it's your choice. You chose stupidly, foolishly, evilly to do something bad. It's a bigger rachmanis. Because now this is really not for your good. That wasn't supposed to happen to you. You weren't supposed to have that difficulty. You chose it yourself. For that, Hashem feels even more rachmanis. If we know the extent of Hashem's rachmanis, and when we make bad choices, which unfortunately we probably do, if not from time to time, then much of the time, and if we know that He has rachmanis on that, and more rachmanis than on that which happens naturally to us, that leads us to say, look at the extent of Hashem's love and concern and rachmonis v'klal Yisrael, that even when we bring the evil upon ourselves, it bothers him, he feels the pain, and even more so because we brought things upon ourselves which otherwise we might have been able to avoid. That gives us that sense of Hashem's rachmonis is so great. And therefore, loy niro, the next pasuk says, al kein loy niro, we won't be afraid. So there's an antidote to the fear of Shemagora Machet, and that is the extent of Hashem's rachmanis. So we trust Hashem's chesed, and we know His chesed is infinite. And even though we think maybe I'm not worthy of the chesed, but Hashem has rachmanis. I'm counting on Him. It means so much to me. It's so important. He has rachmanis. And that can counter this sense of fear that we have, and allow us to actually put our trust in Hashem. I'd like to add just one more point, and that is something that the Chovos HaLevavos indicates in the Shara Bitochon, which I think is important. Very strange concept. He says, there are many psukim that we recite which declare our Bitochon. Nafshenu chikso l'Hashem, ki vo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kodshu botochnu, yichastcho Hashem oleinu kashu yichalnu loch, ki v'shem kodshu ha'agolu v'anura botochnu, v'loi nevosh ki v'cho botochnu, ato Hashem lo yisichlo rachamecho v'chasodecho, v'amitcho tomi yitzruni, v'ani b'chastcho botachti, Hashem hoishio, המלך יעננו, כי לא יתש השם עמוי, לשווסכו כביסי השם, וכולי וכולי וכולי. And the Chovis Alevovis gives a very simple etza. He says, when a person says psukim abitochen, he should think that Hashem knows whether he really feels it or he's just mouthing the words and doing lip service. And he says, what this can do is, when I realize that Hashem knows whether I'm just saying words or whether I really feel ki vo yismach libenu ki veshem kol shoy botochnu yichi chastuch Hashem lekashi yichalnu loch v'lei nevosh ki v'cho botochnu, and I really feel it, if I know that Hashem knows whether I feel it or not, that's going to create a more sincere feeling. It's true, because, you know, if I'm doing it, nobody's paying attention, it's between me and I don't know what, I'm just mumbling the words, okay. But if I realize that he's looking, and if I realize that he can tell how much I'm paying attention to the words, how much I mean it with my heart, and how much I just say it with my empty mouth, knowing that, I better get my heart on board. I'm going to try much harder to focus, because he knows the difference. Who am I fooling? So I'm going to work. I'm trusting in your chesed. I think what that means. I think the extent of Hashem's chesed. And I know the extent of Hashem's rachamim. And that should allow me to really find that trust in his chesed. So knowing that Hashem discerns, and we know this, but focusing on that, b'shas ma'isa, when we say any words of bitochon, that Hashem is listening and watching to see whether we are saying it sincerely and we mean it, or whether it's just lip service, that too can enhance the feeling in the heart, can enhance the sensitivity, and can allow us to truly feel a greater sense of bitochon b'Hashem. So I hope that some of these suggestions can be implemented to strengthen that bitochon b'Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that in times like this, when the world is so confused and on every level things seem so upside down and so everything is just, you know, whether it's economic and political and medical and who knows what, and certainly everything we can do to strengthen our bitochon will give us a much greater menuchas hanefesh, which we direly need in today's crazy world, and will help us and enhance our ability to be able to achieve the desires of our heart. Have a good evening. Kol tov. Be well.